It's the Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show.
This is so precious. Hey, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Introverted Girl Show. Thank you so much. And you know, I already know y'all asking, like, why were you gone so long? Well, I have the answers. I was stressed out. I was like super stressed out because, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I am in grad school. I'm getting my master's degree. And I literally was like so busy with finals and so much stress that they are putting us through. It's like literally, if you went to college, just imagine undergrad times 10. Like, I'm not even lying. I'm just really telling you the truth at this point. It was crazy. And, you know, I know everybody that's going through finals week can attest that sometimes you just want to do your homework and eat if you can and just, you know, go to bed. So that's what I was doing for probably 2 months, because like I'm just saying, I know that's crazy, but like legit, I have not had this type of workload ever in my life in school. And I've had terrible workloads before, right? But like grad school, Jesus Christ, like it was just insane. I'm sorry guys, but I'm back. So anyways, what's next? I wanted to talk to you guys about presentations in my finals week with presentations, because I remember before, we're going to circle back. Since that was the mid-season finale last episode, we're going to circle back to the first episode where I talked about, I don't know if you guys remember, I had like terrible anxiety of public speaking. And if you remember that episode clearly, I literally told you that I sweat and then I stumble over my words and I feel so dumb when I do public speaking, and I get so scared, right? But this time, like, I literally so much, like, oh my God. Anyways, I really just didn't have any problems this time. Like, of course, I was nervous before I spoke, right? And we did all our presentations on Teams, Microsoft Teams. If you're still in school, you probably know what that is. But if not, it's just like Skype, but for school. So we did all our presentations on there. And, you know, it wasn't as bad as the first time, right? It was like actually a breeze. Like, I threw a couple of jokes. I feel like that's key. Like, if you're public speaking, make a couple of jokes to just do like a little icebreaker before you start talking, and you feel a little relaxed. And I just cracked a couple of jokes throughout my presentation. People were laughing and, you know, smiling on mute, but it was actually pretty good. Like, I felt like I didn't sweat as much. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I didn't sweat, and I was not shaking and all that like I usually do. So it was definitely better than before. And, you know, that was like such an improvement since the first episode. Like, I feel so much more confident in my voice. And that was the goal, like, of this podcast. Like, I wanted to gain more confidence in speaking and public speaking. And, you know, if you're listening, just remember, like, just do things that you are not normal. Do things that you're not normally accustomed to doing. Like, do things that's out of your comfort zone, because that's the only way that you'll get better at it. Like, I know it sucks, and I know it's better said than done, for sure, but, like, just take little steps at a time, and you'll see, like, results. And it's so crazy, like, how I could go from literally, I keep saying literally, I can literally, Let's just top it off with a little literally every time. But if you can just stick to stepping out of your comfort zone, little steps at a time, like all I do is, you know, this one presentation, I'm going to go first. And I'm not going to wait, because if I wait, I'm going to continue to get more anxiety more and more throughout the class period. So if I just get it done, the first person in the class to do it, then that's less anxiety, right? You just get it over with. You don't have to worry about it anymore. So I just went first and got it done. Now I have to worry about it anymore. It's like literally 5 minutes of talking and you're done. But it's like we stress out over those little 5 minutes. Like, it's so insane to think about. But, you know, that's human nature, right? We just obsess over the smallest things, and that's that. But, yeah, guys, like, if you're listening, just please step out of your comfort zone sometimes when you're ready, and you'll see the results. You'll see that you're capable of doing so much more if you put your mind to it. And don't place your mind on fear, place your mind on accomplishing your goal. And you might not accomplish a goal every time. You might take little steps to accomplish your goals, but that's okay. Reward yourself on what you literally just accomplished. Like, if it's a small thing in your goal, you still accomplished something, right? So that's all I'm saying. I really want to encourage you guys. That's all. But anyways, at least I left you guys with a great episode in the last episode before the hiatus, right? The Spirituality with KJ. If you have not heard that episode, you need to listen to it like right now, because it was like one of the best episodes that I recorded. It was such a great conversation. I can't plug it enough. Like, that was such a great conversation with KJ, and I appreciated the person he was. And I feel like more people need to have conversations with people their age in that fashion, like just listening and vibing out and hearing other perspectives about religion and spirituality and all of these types of topics that are off limits to talk about, because it grows your mind, it grows your perspective of the world, honestly. And it was such a great conversation, and the way that it continued after we wrapped the episode, it was even better. Like, I got to know him a little better. He actually prayed over me, guys. Like, he literally just said, like, can I pray for you? And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's literally going to pray for me right now. Like, I can't. And it really touched my heart. Like, and from that day on, like, I was just like, I need to be friends with this guy. I need to have more friends like this guy. Like ASAP. And I feel like everybody should have friends that pray for you, for one. That was just amazing. And I'll never forget that moment. Like, he prayed for me over Zoom. And that's the way we ended our conversation. And we're friends now. And we check in from time to time. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to connect with people. So I encourage you guys to find somebody that feeds your soul, that wants the best for you at the end of the day, and meets you where you're at, you know, not forcing you to do anything or anything like that. They just meet you where you're at. They wish you the best either way. And that's that. So yeah, that was such an amazing episode, and I really encourage you to listen to either part, because there's so many gems in both, and laughter, plenty of laughter. So what's up next? It's gonna be some good stuff coming up next. I'm going to get some more guests. I'm going to dive into some topics that I've never talked about before. And I have a couple of surprise episodes that I pre-recorded actually with my family. I think it was like last year or so. And it was such an amazing conversation with them as well, because we got to talk about anxiety and how we deal with anxiety individually. And it was the first time we really got to talk about this in front of each other. Like, we've been suffering by ourselves, unfortunately, in Black families. You know, we don't really talk about anxiety or anything like that. So we got the opportunity to sit down and talk about how we've been dealing with anxiety, what the symptoms we experience when we experience an anxiety attack. And it was beautiful because we all connected in a way that we've never connected before. And I feel like we could definitely be an example of, you know, Black families talking about their anxiety openly. And yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear that. You're gonna get an inside look into my family. My dad wasn't there, but my mom and my brother was there. So that's gonna be a very interesting conversation, because you'll definitely get a sense of our family and our goofiness for sure. So that is what's coming up next, you guys. And I hope you stay tuned to the next episodes, because they're going to be such great conversations. And yeah, I'm going to stop talking because I'm tired of hearing my voice a little bit. And that's why I want more guests. But yeah, it was fun talking to you guys. I just wanted to update you because I know I've been gone for a very long time. I was just hibernating because of everything that was going on. And yeah, so I don't want to hold you too long. I know you have a lot of things to do. But thank you for tuning into this episode, this a little update. And yeah, we'll see you when, oh, I won't see you, but you're gonna hear the next episode soon, I promise. I'm editing the pre-recorded episode as we speak. So yeah, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Introverted Girl Show.